In this bulletin, a Hong Kong university siege comes to an end. Author and broadcaster Clive James dies in the UK. And in AFL, the Giants secure Tom Green at number 10 in last night's draft. The latest SBS News, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. A siege at the Polytechnic University in Hong Kong involving pro-democracy protesters appears to be over. Hong Kong police will enter the university today to end the near two-week siege after final searches fail to find activists left behind. But protesters say at least 20 people are still inside, and if police enter, demonstrators will react. Associate Professor Ma Nyok from the Chinese University of Hong Kong says the political message is still very clear.
An extra 1 million plus voters came out and to cast a vote for district council to try to send a political message that they are unhappy about the government in terms of their handling of the recent protests. And then despite a recent escalation in violence, then they still stand firmly behind the Democrats and also the protesters.
Australian writer and broadcaster Clive James has died aged 80 at his home in Cambridge on Sunday. The television critic, poet and author was born in Sydney and rose to fame in the British media during the 1980s. His popularity peaked with the show Clive James on television. He was diagnosed with leukemia in 2010. Born in Sydney, he says his life was built on his love of words.
I would classify me as a writer, because everything I do is based on writing. Even when I'm improvising on TV, like now, I'm writing it in my head just before I say it, if it's any good at all. And that's what I do.
Independent Senator Jackie Lambie has given the federal government a secret ultimatum in exchange for her support to repeal the so-called Medivac laws. Senator Lambie says she recognises the government's concerns about the laws, which give doctors a greater say in the transfer of refugees from offshore detention to Australia for medical treatment. The Tasmanian senator has proposed a condition in exchange for her support, but won't reveal publicly what that is, citing national security reasons. But she says if the condition isn't met, she will oppose the repeal of the laws. A Bangladesh court has handed down death sentences to seven members of an Islamist militant group over a 2016 terrorist attack. The members plotted an attack which killed 22 people, mostly foreigners, in the South Asian nation's worst incident. The young militants, armed with weapons, stormed the Holy Artisan Cafe, took diners hostage and killed them over 12 hours. They belong to a Bangladeshi group which seeks to establish Sharia law in the predominantly Muslim country. Under Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina, Bangladesh has been cracking down on militant groups to preserve its image as a moderate Muslim nation. Still overseas, in a UN mission says 600,000 displaced families, some living in refugee camps, are resettling since a peace deal was signed last year. The operation in South Sudan has helped those voluntarily returning from neighbouring countries or from within, offering logistical support. Civil war erupted in South Sudan 6 years ago, and while some feel safe enough to leave, others are unsure because of delays in the peace process. The head of the mission, David Shearer, says it's still a positive step.
And what it means is they're getting back to their homes in time to start planting, looking after themselves, growing their own food, being not dependent on humanitarian agencies. And what we're hoping to be able to do is make sure where they're going to, they get the services that they need, like schools and like health centres.
Back in Australia, the first round of the 2019 AFL draft kicked off last night, featuring sport's next crop of superstars. The two rounds are split over two nights, with the first round at Melbourne's Marvel Stadium. Carlton made the first two moves with unsuccessful bids for highly rated academy prospects Liam Henry and Tom Green. After Fremantle matched Carlton's bid at pick number 9 for Henry, the Giants did the same to secure Green at number 10. Henry was a next generation Academy nomination for Fremantle before the draft, and Kelly was a nomination for the Giants out of their academy. Gold Coast also selected longtime friends and teammates Matt Rowell and Noah Anderson. The weather now for the rest of today, 31 degrees in Perth and mostly sunny. Much the same for Adelaide, 26. Sunny weather for Melbourne as well, and 22. In Hobart, a shower or two, 20 degrees. In Canberra, sunny and 31. In Wollongong, much the same, 25 degrees. In Sydney, sunny and 27. Newcastle, sunny as well, 29. Partly cloudy, smoke, haze in Brisbane, 29. Fine weather for Cairns, 32 and 35 degrees with a shower or storm in Darwin. I'm Peggy Giacomelos with SBS News.